This is a road clearing for Mr. David Fletcher, ADC number 050457, for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31-4-12-8 parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, and home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary.
I'm sorry, sir. May we make the phone call?
Okay. Yes, sir. You forgot that there was a... We usually don't just
have a business.
Participant on the phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 520906-4883 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Good morning, sir. This is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. It's our understanding that you had wanted to participate in a hearing for Mr. Fletcher, but you are a victim, and we are conducting his hearing at this time. However, he has waived his hearing, but we must conduct a hearing at any rate. So if you get this call within the next few moments, please give us a call back at our office, and that's 602-542-5656. We will continue with the hearing at this time, and that phone number here is 602-542-5656. Thank you so very much, sir, and we look forward to hearing from you, hopefully, in the next few moments. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir. But we'll just continue.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Fletcher is 56 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for 31-412A regular parole, absolute discharge, and home arrest. The crime of murder in the first degree occurred on or about September 16, 1983. He was approximately 21 years old at the time of crime. Mr. Fletcher was found guilty by jury trial on June 25, 1984, and sentenced to life imprisonment on June 10, 1984. He has been parole eligible since May 13, 2009. Mr. Fletcher has also received a concurrent 7.5-year conviction for burglary, a prison term which has since expired. I will read a brief summary of the offense in question. On or about September 9, 1983, Mr. Fletcher was fired from his job at a warehouse that his father managed and where his stepmother worked. Mr. Fletcher was told that he'd have his job back if during the next week he would attend to his drinking and hygiene. If he failed to straighten up, his position would be given to someone else. Co-workers later heard Mr. Fletcher state that he would return and kill everyone. This threat was not an isolated incident. However, it does not appear threats were made directly to his father. Mr. Fletcher and his father did argue frequently. On September 16, 1983, at 11 o'clock a.m., Mr. Fletcher arrived at the warehouse in the 1400 block of South Euclid Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, to pick up his paycheck. His stepmother told him that the paychecks were not ready. Mr. Fletcher told his stepmother he wanted to talk to his father, and he waited. At approximately noon, Mr. Fletcher, who had been given his paycheck, told his father that he would not be returning to work. The conversation became an argument. Mr. Fletcher then shot his father three times in the back and right side. Mr. Fletcher fled from the building. Police were called, and Mr. Fletcher was apprehended at 12:14 p.m. Mr. Fletcher has received very limited programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections. According to his progress report, he has no release plan. He has an extensive history of discipline from 1984 to 2018, with his last a minor on March 14, 2018 for indecent exposure. We have no letters of support from family or community. We did have a victim's representative who wanted to participate by telephone but was not available. I'll begin the discussion by stating that based on the violent nature of his offense and his extensive history of discipline in the Department of Corrections, there is substantial reason to believe that Mr. Fletcher would not adhere to the conditions of release. It should be reiterated that he has received almost no programming in DOC. But that's where I will begin the discussion. There is no further input from my colleagues. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. My motion is regarding Mr. David Fletcher, ADC number 050457, to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And based on the date of crime, I do not believe I have a mechanism for asking for a one-year set-off, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Release type denied, once again, for waiver 11 and home arrest. And my reasons are as follows. Serious and violent offense. Loss of human life, trauma to the victim, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, lack of programming, poor no release plan, and no family or community support. Is there anything else fellow board members wish to add? Then this will conclude our hearing, and I want to thank my fellow board members.